Daines remarked throughout his visit to the state capitol that he meets regularly with Montanans. In fact, it was referenced numerous times in his address to the Montana House of Representatives.
I want to take a moment to reemphasize, no matter where you come from in this state or who you voted for, I represent every Montanan. The office that I hold belongs to 1,032,949 residents of Montana, of which all of us in this room are here to represent. Let us never, ever forget that we are here not to be served, but to serve.
Earlier, several demonstrators, some waving signs, showed up at a press conference Daines had called to announce his support for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. But the topic quickly turned to what the Republican thought about the crowd gathered in the hallway. Daines said he thought it was great.
It's so important that we allow every Montana's voice to be heard. That is why we have the First Amendment, the freedom to assemble, the freedom to speak, the freedom of the press. These are core freedoms contained in the First Amendment, and that's why it's so important that every Montana voice is heard.
Daines then repeated he thought Gorsuch is the right judge. The comment elicited some cheers and boos from the gathered crowd.
Let's not forget a basic point of this last election. Hillary Clinton lost by 20 points in Montana. Donald Trump won in a landslide in the state. While every voice must be heard in Montana, the reality is the people of Montana rejected Hillary Clinton and voted for Donald Trump.
When another reporter tried to ask Daines a question, he left. Carol Dean of Helena was at the press conference with her sister. Both held hand-lettered signs in support of Daines. Dean said she came because she felt the need to get involved.
I need to come forward and speak up against people that I think are not really knowing the truth.
Dean described herself as a Democrat. Another attendee was a man dressed in a bright yellow chicken outfit. Sans the head, which he carried. He said security at the Capitol told him there's a ban on wearing a mask.
I have a face for radio, but...
Why don't you want to give your name?
Because I'm just here as a symbol today, not as an individual. So a concerned chicken probably encompasses what I am today more than who I am on a normal day.
He came Tuesday as part of a large protest. Hundreds crowded on the Capitol steps to confront Daines, but at the last minute, the senator canceled and rescheduled.
Daines had an opportunity to face Montanans yesterday, and he chose not to. I felt that was incredibly chicken, so I wanted to show up and let him know that concerned citizens need to hear from him, and if he's willing to avoid them, and clearly that press conference was a deflect tactic to talk about the Supreme Court and not actually talk to Montana voters about the things that they're concerned about, that's why I'm a concerned chicken.
When Daines was asked about that at a second press conference after his address to the Montana House, he said he regularly meets with and listens to Montanans.
I represent all Montanans, and what we need to do is find a method so we can really make sure we get the entire state covered, because guess what? Montana is bigger than Missoula, Bozeman, and Helena. And I say that as somebody who's been all over the state. I get it. The folks who are out there asking and protesting, they oppose Keystone, they oppose coal, they oppose school choice, they support Obamacare, they support Elizabeth Warren. It's pretty clear what their views are.
Daines said he'll continue to hold telephone town hall meetings, and he reached into his wallet and pulled out a card with information about how to join. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.